Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We have come before you today because we believe you are there. And that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We have not come to waste our time. We have not come to waste our lives. Because unto you that hear prayer shall all flesh flow. Prove to somebody this morning that you are real. Lift up the burden from someone's life this morning. Give someone a change of story. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big praise as you take your seat. I want to stay, oh Lord, in your resting place. Welcome everyone here this morning to this very wonderful Sunday service. And we are here on the subject of practical dedication to God. Practical dedication to God. Our objective is to understand what it entails to be practically dedicated to God. What does it entail to be practically dedicated to God? In Matthew chapter 6 verse 31, it said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that he have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. I want to say this morning that the subject of dedication to God is very critical to the life of the child of God. And I'm going to give us four key thoughts that is important to know. Number one, our root in God determines our fruit in life. Your root in God determines your fruit in life. Identify people, men, women, who have root in God. It affected their fruit in life. Number two, our seriousness with God determines the gloriousness of our lives. Your seriousness with God will determine the gloriousness of your life. Our seriousness with God determines the gloriousness of our life. We have observed before now that God will never do any serious thing with an unserious person. Thirdly, The quality of our relationship with God affects the quality of our results in life. The quality of your relationship with God determines the quality of your results in life. The quality of your relationship with God determines the quality of your results in life. You look at men and women like Abraham, Esther, Ruth. And number four, very important. Our heart for God determines our mark in life. Your heart for God determines your mark in life. The extent to which you have a heart for God determines the extent to which you mark your generation. You mark your generation. Abraham marked his generation. Isaac, Jacob, Job, all a function of heart for God. Having said all of this, that first, your root in God determines your fruit in life, and your seriousness with God determines the gloriousness of your life, and the quality of your relationship with God determines the quality of your results in life. Your heart for God determines your mark in life. Then, I need to have a heart for God. I need to be dedicated to God. What is the practicality of dedication to God? Somebody is dedicated to God. What does it mean? This man, this woman is dedicated to God. What does it mean? I had so many things I wanted to say in this morning's service. And I realize that the time will not be enough at all. So I am spreading the message into two or three, and I'm trusting the Lord to be true. Number one, the practical dedication to God, number one, means one, standing on the side of God. When we say a man is dedicated to God, a woman is dedicated to God, we are talking about a person that is standing on the side of God. In Exodus chapter 32, when the children of Israel began to mess up and worship other God, they made the golden calf, and they were all dancing to that golden calf. Moses came from the top of the mountain. When God told him, the people that you brought out of Egypt, they have corrupted themselves. And he saw them dancing almost literally naked before an image they had molded. He broke the tables of the commandments in anger. And Exodus 32 verse 26. And he said, and Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me, and all the sons of Levi gather themselves together unto him. Everybody is now on the other side. Everybody is doing what they want to do. Who is standing with God? And the Levite said, here we are. That is practical dedication to God. Standing on the side of God. Now, what is the meaning of standing on the side of God, number one? It means standing on the side of truth. Standing on the side of truth. It means standing on the side of reality. It means you are not fake. You are not plastic. You are not unreal. You are not false. It is standing on the side of truth. Number two, it means being on the same page with God. Being on the same page with God. His vision is your vision. What he wants is what you want.
Let me want what you want. Let me love what you love. I am on the same page with God. I want what God wants. Undedicated people love what God hates, and they hate what God loves. They go where God is not, and they live where God is. But when a man, a woman is dedicated to God, they are on the same page with God. The joy of God is their joy. The love of God is their love. It means being on the same page with God. Number three, it means taking sides with God. Not with the world, not with the devil. There are people who have taken sides with the world. And there are those who took side with the devil. Dedication means taking sides with God. In the day and age that we live in, there are many who would rather side with the world than to side with God. You see so-called Christians criticizing church, criticizing God, God's people, and so on, publicly with unbelievers. They are afraid of taking another side and what the world will think. Taking sides with God, whatever it costs. Taking sides with God. Taking sides with God, not with the world. Taking sides with God, not with the devil. Everyone hearing me and hearing the sound of my voice, the question is very clear. What side are you on? When the chips are down, what side are you on? When there is an argument globally or an argument locally or in your office, and everybody is talking against God, against church, and against this and against that, or everybody is deciding to do this and do that, what side are you on? There are those who even sit on the bench. They don't have any side. You can't tell which side they are. But not the Levites. They stepped out. We are on the Lord's side. Whatever be the consequence, I am on the Lord's side. It means taking sides with God. Number three, number four. It means unashamed public identification with God. Unashamed. Who is on the Lord's side? That's dedication. A dedicated person is standing on the side of God. He has an unashamed public identification with God. Unashamed. There are those who are ashamed to identify with God. Ashamed to carry the Bible. Ashamed to be called a Christian. Ashamed to say they are born again. Maybe when there is criticism against God. Dedicated people, they have an unashamed public identification with God. And finally, number five, standing on the side of God means identifying with God when it is not the most popular thing to do. The most popular thing to do in Israel at that time was to worship the golden calf. Identifying with God when it is not the most popular thing to do in your family. Identifying with God when it is not the most popular thing to do in your office. Identifying with God when it is not the most popular thing to do in your community. Identifying with God when the majority seem to be doing the opposite. All the tribes of 11 tribes were doing the opposite. Only the tribe of Levi, 1 over 12. But it paid. At the end of the day, the children of Levi did not have to struggle for possession with the tribe of Israel. God became their inheritance. They didn't need to struggle for the things of life. Identify with God. I see this oil of dedication coming upon somebody in Jesus' precious name. So dedication means standing on the side of God. And if you want me to qualify it, standing on the side of God, in bracket, in all things, not in some things. On the same page with God, in all things. That is the practicality of dedication number one. Number two, practical dedication number two is placing God first in all things. Placing God first in all things. Placing God first in all things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first. Seek first. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Number one, it means one, making God and his interest the primary pursuit of your life. Making God and his interest the primary pursuit of your life. There are those whose primary pursuits are different. There are those their life is all about money. There are those their life is all about position. Someone was talking to me about a man yesterday who seemed to be like a money misroad kind of human being whose money has made to literally run mad. He talks like a madman. Insane. That is, you got the things of the world and the things of the world mess your life up. You got what you want, and at the end, it's almost like you don't want what you got. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I am talking about you are a billionaire. But the reason why you conquered the billions is God. You know God knows, the devil knows. I am saying you have a position. But you know God knows, the devil knows. That the reason why you got to such a position is the number of lives you want to touch for the kingdom before you leave this world. Other people may be pursuing those things for other reasons. But the reason why you are pursuing those things is heaven first. I am saying that you are a billionaire. But you stepped in there because you are annoyed. That every billionaire is an occultist. Or maybe these rich people are all serving the devil. When will somebody serving God step there? I am stepping there. Do you understand what I'm saying? You mean I want to count billions and still carry big Bible on Saturday morning and do street evangelism? So that people say, who is this? This is the billionaire owner of so and so place. It is not the things we are looking for that is the main problem, but why do we look for it? It is not that getting money is a problem, but why do you want to get it? Getting the position of power is not a problem, but why do you want to get it? The Bible said, with God, actions are weighed. This is practical dedication to God. Father, make me a voice in my generation, so that in the top places where decisions are taken, where opinions are made, there is a kingdom voice there that can influence opinions. That will be somebody's passion, somebody's decision. Not too long ago, some group of people agreed together to shut down the world in a lockdown. We'll talk about that another time. What does it mean to place God first in all things? It means making God and his interest the primary pursuit of your life. I am going to do great things, but it's for God. Number two, it means making God the first consideration in all of life's decisions. The first consideration. This is raw dedication. That is, you are making God the first consideration in your life's decisions. And I'll give you a practical example. I'm about to get a job. One job is paying $1.5 million a month. Another job is paying $500,000 a month. What is going to matter to me is not which job is more paying. It's which job, number one, will facilitate my spirituality more. Number two, where will I make more impact for the kingdom? Because what shall it profit a man if I make the 1.5 million every month and lose my soul? Maybe the 1.5 million naira job is the job that is making you to lie for your boss. So tell them I'm not around. And you are jobbing. I'm receiving millions a month. And you are even paying tithe from it. God is saying you are wasting your time and wasting your tithe. Maybe it's a job that is allowing you to package women for your boss or men, as the case may be. That's your own assignment. But you are collecting big money. And God said, what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses also? Job that is assisting you to forge signatures, but he has big salary. A dedicated person that is dedicated to God will say, to hell with that salary. I will not touch any money that will take me to hell. So it becomes, God is the first consideration of your decision. Not money. Not sentiments. Maybe it's a relocation decision. Everybody is moving to Canada. Everybody is moving to America. Everybody is moving to the UK. Question is, does God want me there? You ask that question. Go before God sincerely. Lord, do you want me there? Because there are people in Canada for 30-something years who have nothing to show. I met a professional in the UK. He had been in the UK for 30 years. He has a big DR in front of his name. For 30-something years. No house there. No house at home. He was ashamed to come home. Because there was nothing to come home to meet. After 30 years. I will lift up my eyes to abroad, from whence cometh my help. I will lift up my eyes abroad, from whence cometh my help. Is that what the Bible says? It's not bad to be there. If God positions you there, you could be like a Joseph that reaches back to the people of your family or the home, or to make a change in the nation. It is not where you are or where you are not. It is where God wants. Am I communicating at all? So you are making God your number one consideration. Even in marriage. This is a rich man. He has come to marry me. Question is he marrying me out of church? Marrying me out of God? Marrying me out of commitment to God? Some people, the first thing they want to know is, does he have a big house? Does he have a big car? Does he have a this or that? And if he's able to have all of that, then other things, there'll be no challenge. The man does not pray. He does not fast. He does not know God. His philosophy about money and life is opposite to your own. Then you married him. He started slowing down and coming to church. After a while, you say your prayer is disturbing him. So you better choose church or this marriage. What is your consideration? Or you see a flashy girl just moving about and dazzling your mind. You don't know the content. You are just seeing container. And it is God who knows content. I mean, no matter how, whatever you are, you can't know. You don't know both content and future. God knows what is inside the person now. And he knows what the person will become tomorrow. One firebrand brother married a woman. The woman said, he's praying too much. He's going to church too much. Long story made short, he dragged this brother from church until both of them are sitting down drinking beer. And they began to break the bottle on each other. I'm telling you, life story. That man eventually became a drunkard stroke drug addict. He didn't recover till death. You will never take such a journey. This is month number one. And I'm telling you hard matters that will help us for the journey of the year. Not all that glitters is gold. Everything inside water is not fish. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So that we are not moved by the things that move others. God is your first consideration in all of life's decisions. Number three, it is making God, or rather giving God the first preference in all of life's actions. We just talked about decision now. This is action. Giving God the first preference in all of life's actions. This is the meaning of this one. That is, every action you want to take, God is first. For example, you woke up in the morning. You don't want to talk to man until you have talked to God. That's, seek God first. And it can be practical. My wife is aware. There are times she's coming to greet me, I can't respond. And she understands that I love God more than me. So I love God more than anybody. And she too loves God more than me. I can't interrupt with her prayer life. I can't say I'm your husband. Stand up from prayer. Who, which me? Are you Nebuchadnezzar's husband? Then God will send you to the bush. Somebody say amen. That is, I don't want to talk to man until I have talked to God. These days of social media is destroying people's lives. People wake up, they rush for their phone. What message? And some of them are rubbish, useless message. That is adding nothing to your life. Apart from divine intervention, when was the last time you pick up your phone and then a message on this spot gave you 1 billion? Say, how are you? I just called to say, in fact, some are annoying texts that you woke up annoyed from the morning because the first thing you saw was an annoying message. The day has been set. That is, you made up your mind. I won't talk to man until I've talked to God. My children were coming from somewhere the other day.
And it was time to eat after the fast.
Won't you eat? He said, no, I'm not able to eat now. I can't even break the fast now because I haven't studied the Bible the way I want yet. That's one telling the other. I can't even break the fast now. I feel guilty to eat now since I haven't eaten the Bible enough. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Job said, I have esteemed the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. See, that is Job 23 and in verse 12. More than my necessary.
That is, God is priority. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of your lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary. This is practical dedication. There are many people going to church, but they are not dedicated. Money touches your hand. You feel like you are a sinner until you are giving God his portion. That is, you don't feel like you want to spend anything from this thing until God has been given his own. Giving God priority in life's actions. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father. Say it after me, say, Father, I receive the grace for dedication this year. Help me, Lord, to be dedicated truly to you in Jesus' name. Number four now. Placing God first, four means making God central to all of life. God is central. That is, everything about you revolve around God. Some people say, can life be fun that way? Will life be exciting? I tell you, it is far more exciting than you ever know. Far more exciting. Far more interesting. Making God central to all of life. When you come across those who serve God and who love God, and you see the way in which they flow, you don't like to be a sinner. Let me crack the joke that Papa Yedepo cracked with me the other day. I was preaching at Church of God Mission International Ministers Conference, and I was on the altar when he landed. He landed with a chopper on the premises. So I couldn't stop preaching. I continued preaching. But she went to receive him and greet him along with other people. So after the preaching finished, he was the next person to preach. But I had to rush to Abuja for the fasting and prayer. So I went to him, greeted him briefly. We greeted briefly, and then I rushed. He said, you are going. I said, yes, I'm catching the service this evening. So I rushed. And then by the time we came, service was already closed before I came here. I came here. So later in the night, we spoke, and I said, he said, so how far, how did it go? How was the service? I said, I couldn't meet up with the service. He said, good for you. Service, you are rushing to, you couldn't greet me well. You could. Just running around, you just passed, couldn't even greet me. I said, no, I actually thought that you were already in the spirit going to preach, so I didn't want to disturb the spirit. Hallelujah. If you come around the cycles of those who really pursue God and make them, and you, I cracked the joke with my children. They couldn't hold their peace. They said, what? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you come around those who really know God, it is fun. It is beautiful. It's exciting. Clean, 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 clean excitement. Life is not dull. I'm not dull. When the music starts, my leg starts moving on the spot. is the most exciting thing for a man's life to revolve around God. Am I speaking to somebody here? Is the most exciting thing for a man's life to revolve around God. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to live the life that revolves around you. I receive that grace. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The life that revolves around God. And finally, making God central to all of life. And finally, it is making God to have the final say in all matters of life. Seek God first means, Lord, you have the final say in all matters of life. In all matters of life. In all matters. You don't have any other thing to say once God has spoken. You are making God to have the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah's the final say. In all matters of my life. All matters. Marital matters. Destiny matters. Career matters. Ministry matters. When God has spoken, there is no other thing to say. There are those, it is not God that has the final say. He's a boss in the office. He's a benefactor, somebody that is sponsoring and paying their money. Don't go to church. Yes, sir. Don't do this. Yes, sir. If you do this, I won't pay your money again. Yes, sir. No. God is to have that final say. Is to have that position. Having the final say in all of your matters of life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. So practical dedication. First of all, we have said that it means standing on the side of God. And then it also means placing God first in all things. Finally, for the sake of this service, it means commitment to God against all odds. When a person is dedicated to God, the person is committed to God against all odds, against all odds, against all odds, against all odds. In Job chapter 13 and in verse 15, in Job 13, 15, he said, Mahoshakura, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways. Before him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Hallelujah. I will maintain. Though he slay me, commitment to God against all odds. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they exhibited that in Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16. Oh king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. But the God we serve is able to deliver us. And even if he chooses not to deliver us, we shall not bow to your gods. It is commitment to God against all odds. And this is what it means. One, it is functioning in unconditional devotion to God. Devotion to God that is not tied to any condition. Unconditional devotion to God. When you see a man that has conditions to serve God, he's not dedicated. He's giving God conditions. He's functioning in unconditional devotion to God. Secondly, it is serving God. Not for what he does, but for who he is. Not for what he does, but for who he is. Not for his things, but for himself. Serving God. Not for what he does, but for who he is. Not for his things, but for himself. We are not serving him for his things. We are serving him for himself. Not seeking his hand, but seeking
his face. Somebody say amen. Not for what he does, but for what, for who he is. Not seeking his things, but seeking himself. When we came to the Lord, first in the late 70s, and then in the middle 80s, rededication, I didn't even know of anything called prayer request. We only went to church. There was literally nothing like who has a prayer request. I mean, you just went to church. It was normal to go to church. Then we realized that God answers prayer. We don't only just go to God. When we come to God, he also does things for us. Then people took it to the next level, to the extreme opposite. No, one day in the Rwanda church, during healing deliverance service, I said, can you lift up your hands and let us worship God? I saw people, this one lifted picture, this one lifted this. I was so furious in the spirit. Lift your hand to worship God. You are presenting requests. Did you understand? I was so annoyed. So God is someone to use, not somebody to love. He's someone to, the only thing, your only relationship with God is to use him. Is to use him to get you things. You know, our own service for God, for donkey years, we forgot that we had a need. 13 solid years of ministry in rented house with plenty money to build churches around, and they were all being built, yet we forgot that we didn't have a house. Car has never been a prayer request for me. Car, never. Not now, since the beginning. When we have 504. Are you following what I'm saying here today? But we see ourselves following God and just running after him. And then after a while, the things began to run after us. For years, I paid tithe. I didn't see the result. But it is in the Bible, so I continued praying. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Please, I want us to come to the point where when you go before God, the first thing is on your mind is not a need, it's not a request. Lord, I came to love you. I came to worship you. I came to confirm that you are my God. What does it mean? Commitment to God against all odds. Number three. It is establishing deep roots in God that are not shakable by the winds and storms of life. Establishing deep roots in God. Your roots are so deep in God that they are not shakable. That the devil is literally wasting his time. The roots of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were so deep, they couldn't be shaken. The root of Daniel in God was so deep, they were so deep, they couldn't be shaken. Deep roots. Not superficial Christianity. Gengelious Christianity. Deep roots. Number four. Is that four or five? Number four. Is functioning as an all-weather Christian rather than existing as a fair-weather Christian. All-weather. 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 You are serving God when it appears good, when it appears not too good, you are serving God. How many of you know that there are two classes of people? There are people who are deeply spiritual only when they have no money. Church attendance cannot be faulted. Fasting and prayer, in fact, the hunger is already making them to fast. But let small money arrive. Small money. Small money. You just bought a car. 3 million. 4 million. In our house, business partner coming from Germany, that he cannot come for service. He has to pick them at the airport on Sunday morning. That's fair weather Christian. There are those, it's the opposite. They are quarreling with God because they don't have anything. God, where are you? Even the unbelievers are better than me, and they are not going to church. Find out what the unbelievers are doing. A majority of them, a major bulk of them, without conscience. But here you are. There is plenty money, no change. My prayer life has never been affected, either by scarcity or by abundance. It's not possible. The more resources came, the more it gave me the capacity to do the things I could do. It's to build a church, it's to buy this or buy that, that will deepen my spiritual life. Somebody say amen. If money can change you, then your roots are not deep in God. If shortage can affect you, then something is wrong somewhere. It is existence as an all-weather Christian, rather than existing as a fair weather Christian. That is dedication to God, commitment to God against all odds. But I announce to somebody here, something is changing in your life. If you are that one, you say louder, amen. If you are the one, say aloud, amen. And finally, it is existing and being used of the Almighty to teach the enemy the lesson of his life. Your existence is being used by the Almighty to teach the enemy the lesson of his life. You know what that means? Satan, see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You think it is everybody that will deny God when they see fire? See this one, they will teach you a lesson. Satan, see Daniel. You think everybody will fear the lion and stop following me? Check him out. There are among some of us, we are so rugged that God will use you to teach Satan a lesson. So I thought you said that people lost their job and backslid. See this one. They maliciously sacked him or her because of his or her faith, and her spirituality has increased. Then you say, are you true like Job? All right, let me show you what I will do with a person that is ruggedly committed. Take quadruple promotion. And God changes your story to the hypertension of the devil. Stand up on your feet, somebody. Stand up on your feet, somebody. You believe that your story is changing. Stand up on your feet, somebody. Stand up on your feet, somebody. I will stop here so that you can retain the ones you have heard. By next Sunday, we'll continue on this same line, because we have just done one quarter of the whole of the series. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Father, we give you the praise. We'll give you the praise. We'll give you the praise. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the adoration. We'll give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank him for the word you have received this morning. Father, I give you the praise. Father, I give you the honor. Father, I give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name.
Father, we give you the praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 138 and in verse 8. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Want to thank God for this seventh day of the fast. And we are asking him to perfect all that concerns us. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
thank you
for your goodness,
and your mercies.
And your mercies.
I hope that the media have the... Say, Father,
thank you
for your goodness,
and your mercies.
Thank you, Lord, for these 7 days of the fast.
Thank you
for perfecting all that concerns me. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, in the course of the month, we shall be looking at benefits and dividends of dedication. But the truth of the matter is, it is not possible to be dedicated and not be distinguished. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 18, it said, then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serves God and him that serves him not. Anybody who serves God is distinguished. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I ask
for your fresh grace
and oil
of dedication
today
that will cause me
to stand out
in life.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I ask
you
for your fresh grace
and oil
of dedication
today
that will cause
me
to stand out
in life.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus' name,
open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
One thing that dedication will do for you also is your preservation. God will tell the devil, he's too much of an asset to me. You can't waste him. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17. The Bible said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. I will rescue them.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
I ask
for fresh grace
and oil
of dedication
that will enhance
my preservation
in 2024.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
I ask
for fresh oil,
for fresh grace
of dedication
that will enhance
my preservation
in 2024.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead and speak to God.
Thank you.
Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Also, dedication is key to additions in life. What others struggle for you.
He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for your fresh grace
and oil
of dedication
that will guarantee
additions
in my life
in 2024.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I ask
for your fresh grace
and oil
of dedication
that will guarantee
additions
in my life
in 2024.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God.
Open your mouth. Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Father, thank you because you have heard and answered us in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
For the next 2 minutes, I would like you to take a position of prayer and making it practical with God. Father, I don't want to serve you anyhow this year. I look for your help to stand on your side, not on the side of the devil, not on the side of the world. Grace to place you first in all things. I am asking for it, O Lord. In practicality of dedication. Commitment to you against all odds. Against every agenda of hell. I receive it. And then, if there is any personal request you have to make to God, go ahead and speak to God at this time.
Lift your hands. I just worship Him right now. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your two hands. I feel the breath of God, the Spirit of God, oil of God, and the grace of God all over this place. Lift the hands high. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, lift the hands high. I feel the opening, I see the opening of the wells of revival, the wells of passion. Prayer life that died, worship life that disappeared, channels of inspiration that left. Used to hear from God and receive things, but it disappeared. I see the Lord taking off distractions, terrible dreams and nightmares. Spirit husband, spirit wife, tormenting spirits. I see ancestral curses broken. The curse of your father's house that said nobody should become serious with God in your life or become important. I see them being broken right now. I see generational altars being set on fire. I see tormenting spirit relationship breaking right now. Distractions of the body, distractions of health, distractions of affliction, distractions of sickness. I see them dissolving right now. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice. The power of God will come upon you. Deliverance will happen. And then there is a quickening in your spirit that will turn loose the fountains, the channels of the spirit. Father, let it be. Let it be. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hands on your head and begin to blast in tongues. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. And give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Everyone, this morning, you heard this message, you've been touched by the message, and you believe that it is time to renew your relationship with God, or to surrender your life to Jesus, to be forgiven of your sins, to have an addiction broken off your life, and to renew your relationship with God, or rededicate to God. Anyone in those categories, I'd like you to carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly run to the front here. And don't be the last person to come. Be the first. I'll give you the count of 20 to give you time to come out. While we surrender to Jesus.
Take a surrender song.
I surrender. Lord, I give you.
I give you the count of 21. 2. Come and hand over your life to Jesus. 3. 4. Everybody sing. If you have an addiction in your life, alcoholic addiction, tobacco addiction, pornographic addiction, immoral addiction, anything that has tied your life and chained your life and you're not happy with, you want it broken, you can also step forward and let us pray for you. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 5. I want today to mark a new day. I want to be totally free. I want to serve God. I want to love God. I want to live for God. Six and 7. Place your hand on your chest, and the communion officers, please also quickly pick up the communion and let's distribute very quickly. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus. All of you in the front and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.